episode is brought to you by Anchor. Anchor is the easiest way to make a podcast. Did you guys think that I did the ad again? You know how like the ad is in the beginning? Do you guys think you messed up? Because I did the I repeated the ad so well. Guys, there's a dick in my throat. This is episode 71 of Whip Snap. I'm glad I'm doing another episode. It's been a while. Let's just go through it. I was in Scotland from December 29th through January 20th or 19th, something like that. My girlfriend lives there. I was visiting for 3 weeks. It was awesome. It was very cool. I wish I was there longer because I cried a lot when I said goodbye. But yeah, it was so fun. I mean, we went to... I've never saw Brave, the movie, the Disney movie, the Scottish movie. But I feel like the trailer... I saw the trailer years ago, like when the movie was obviously coming out, the trailer came out. And a lot of the funny was in the trailer. So I feel like when I saw the movie, I didn't laugh only because I was like, oh yeah, I remember that in the trailer. And it kind of sucked. But the movie was good. But there was a castle, or a castle of sorts in the movie. And me and my girlfriend went to go visit that castle. There's going to be a lot of noises, by the way. Like, not even just me talking, but... like that, which I don't like, but I just had a freaking cup of coffee, and I don't even drink coffee. We'll get back to Scotland in a second, okay? But I don't even drink coffee. Now, I had one cup kind of fast, and now I have to shit my pants. I got mucinex. I mean, I got mucus coming out of my throat. I got to drink water. I'm holding a cup of water right now. Like, it's to my mouth, but I'm not drinking it. And we're going to see how long I'm in this position. I'm in a position where my phone is in my right hand, the microphone, and a cup of water is in my left hand. I could put it down. I can do a lot of things, but I just don't know where to go from here. I like the challenge this is giving me of like, I'm doing something. You know, at a party, when you're just holding a red cup, you have to hold something because it looks like you're not like a weirdo. Everyone's holding something at a party. And now we got to pause this thought. For my, we'll get back to the coffee drinking in Scotland in just a second, but I'm going to interrupt both of those thoughts with this thought. Last episode, I was talking about parties and stuff and how fucking, you know, everybody's there as a wannabe or they're pretending to be fun. That's not entirely true. I'm going to take back what I said. I'm like the Rise of Skywalker of my episodes, okay? I'll just kind of fix everything that was wrong in the previous movie, you know? And I want to interrupt my party thought with Star Wars The Last Jedi. And it was that Star Wars. Star Wars The Last Jedi is a good Star Wars it's a good movie, not a good Star Wars movie. Rise of Skywalker is a good Star Wars movie, not a good movie. All right, I'm done with that. But I... Fuck, what was I talking about now? Oh, this is annoying. And we're not even 5 episodes in and I'm already being stupid. Hold on. The party thing with my... podcast, the last episode. Dude, it's tough to think. You know what I mean? I have a thought and then I just forget about it. And then I don't know how to talk. God, this is annoying. All right, we're going to stay on one track, Gregory. We're going to, now I'm going to drink a sip of water. Hold on. At this point, even though it's early in the podcast episode, I'm like, let's just cut to the ad. But I already did that funny joke in the beginning of the episode where I'm like, did you guys think so? Now the ad has to be in the beginning. The ad has to be in the beginning. But last episode, when I was talking about parties, and I don't exactly remember what I said because it was probably more than a month ago, but I do know I was kind of shitting on people who go to parties. I didn't mean to do that. I didn't get any shit for it. I just, as I uploaded that episode, I was like, do I mean this? Am I just projecting my own hate on other people? My own hate of parties? I'm just not a party guy. I'm sorry. I would rather chill and watch a movie, go bowling, smoke, write something, play video game. Like, that's my fun. For a while, my brother would invite me to parties, and he was like, you don't want to have fun? I'm like, that's not my fun. It's not like I'm shy or I'm like antisocial. I am at moments, but it's like, I'm usually shy at parties because I don't like the people who like parties, for the most part. Not everybody. Okay, so I'm not apologizing for what I'm just said. I'm just clarifying what I actually meant last episode. So yeah, guys, we're changing every episode. New me, new year, new time to start literally anything. I'm weird. I'm fucking weird, dude. I'm sorry. I apologize for the noises. I don't know if I have, like, if it's allergy season, if I have allergies. I know I have a deviated septum. I know coffee gets in my throat. And I know that I'm weird. So combining all of those three, I am just a mess. It's fucking annoying. I got so many problems, but a bitch ain't one. Now we will get back to talking about Scotland. So I was there for about 3 weeks. We saw the Brave Castle. I met her friends, very cool people. I met her family, most of them, very cool people. We showed each other movies and TV shows. She liked some of the things. Well, she didn't like my favorite movie until the last 40 minutes, and that's okay. I'm not mad. I'm truly not mad about that. I'm not mad, guys. No one. Why would I be mad? Here's the thing, when it comes to movies or TV shows, I know that everybody has different tastes. So I'm not offended if you don't like something I don't like. But I did show her my favorite comedy, This Is the End, and she fell asleep. And I even asked her, I was like, do you want to watch something else? And she goes, no, that's okay. And then she fell asleep. And that bothers me. It bothers me that I gave you the option to watch something else, but then you ended up falling asleep. But we live and we learn, you know, we get by, still love. All love, no hate, except when you furiously masturbate. My grandma sewed that on a pillow once, and now she's dead. Yeah, I think she tripped over a big dick. So coincidence? I think not. Yeah, guys, this is going to be coughing. I was sick a week before I went to Scotland, and then for the first like 5 or 6 days, I was still sick. I was being so annoying. I'm such a drag. Oh, I feel like RuPaul. I could have done better. I don't know if I like that joke. Oh, no, that was very predictable. Anyways, what else did we do? We saw a movie called Till, which it's based on a true story about Emmett Till, and it's in the mom's perspective. But I don't know if I want to talk about it because it's a very depressing movie. And, you know, in today's times, you just can't make joke about... you just, like, can't do jokes about that, I guess. I don't know. I was watching it and thinking... what was I thinking? I had a funny thought in the movie, but it wasn't... It was something to do with, like, the background extras. Oh! I don't remember a lot. So I got something wrong with me. I got ADHD. I got DID. I got STD. What else? I've done this joke before in an episode, so we're going to stop it. But what else did I do in Scotland? We went bowling. Met some of her friends and went bowling. We did like arcade games. We did bowling again. She took me around Edinburgh on the last day, which... It was like one of the best days because it was just me and her walking around a nice...
Anyway.
Oh, sorry. Started a podcast episode in the background, watched it midway through, and I was like, you know what? I'm done. Now I got to do something productive. So now I'm just sitting down talking to myself on a microphone. Some of you guys will listen, and you guys are the real fans. And the other people that don't listen, you're my future fans. Ooh, that was optimistic. Ooh, I'm optimistic. We went to Edinburgh, which is pretty nice. A lot of gray buildings. But we went out to eat. We got some chocolate. We saw another castle. We took in the view. It was nice, man. It was nice. I just... I miss it. I can't tell if I'm still sick or if I'm just annoying as fuck. I got so many noises going on. I didn't know it. But I guess I move around a lot in my sleep. Well, I didn't know that. Sometimes I snore. Sometimes I shake. And sometimes I sleep talk. I don't want to be alive. I don't want to be alive anymore. What's that from? I Think You Should Leave? All right, so I want to dive more into Scotland because it was fun. Oh, we went to a football game. Well, soccer, but like their football. But I also like calling it football. I don't like American football calling it football. I like, you know why? Because soccer, Scotland, the UK's football, they call it football because they use their feet. Okay? And, you know, American soccer use their feet. So call a game where you use your football. Call a game where you throw the ball, football. And call a game where you walk around with socks on, socks on. Soccer. Football, UK's football, I'm calling it football. I don't know what I'm going to call American football now. Probably football still. Because fuck, I guess I have to. Otherwise, I'm going to get shot by a Republican. This is America. Say what you got to say. Say what you need to say. Huh? But we went to that game. That was really fun. I tried some new foods. Everything in Scotland. I'm trying to think. Was everything in Scotland good? I'm trying to think. Everything. Yes, I think so. Everything I had was good. But I didn't eat a lot. Well, I've never liked French fries. So French fries anyway. It's just like, besides McDonald's. And I don't even really eat McDonald's French fries anymore. I just don't like French fries. Don't care. I don't like potatoes. Like I work at Red Lobster for now. I'm probably gonna, you know, either quit soon or find a way to blame someone for my suicide. Hold on. I gotta bring it back to the original thought. Hold on. I work at Red Lobster. There we go. Got it. Hold on. Got it. Hold on. Got it. I woke up at Lobster, and a lot of people, when they get an entree, there's a lot of different sides, obviously, and people get baked potato. Out of everything there, I would never, on the face of the planet, go to a restaurant and as a side get a baked potato. I'm sorry, but a baked potato is basically like an entree. Also, just a regular baked potato with like butter and sour cream or like a loaded baked potato. Bro, I don't fuck with that. I'm sorry. Get mashed potatoes. Also, people get French fries. I've never seen someone finish French fries. Besides if it's at like a fast food. Or it's like at Red Robin because, you know, you get unlimited French fries. I do like curly fries. But like regular fries, just like normal American fries, I don't fuck with that shit. I don't, bitch. I'm not a potato guy. And I'm still calling football, football. yeah, I tried new foods. Everything was good, but I think because I was sick and because I was sick, or when I was sick, I just wasn't eating a lot. And because I didn't eat a lot for so many days, my stomach tightened. So when we had a lot of food there, I couldn't finish a lot of it. Because like my stomach was tightening. I need to slowly eat, start off small, and then work my way up again. And then I finally did. Now I'm like hungry all the fucking time. It's annoying. And yet I still weigh, and probably because I don't have a lot of muscle. But I'm 6'3". And yet I still don't weigh over 200 pounds. And I think that's an issue. That's an issue. I just don't want to hit 200 pounds when I know I'm not working out. There we go. And that is that has nothing to do. If you're getting offended by like, well, easy for you to say because I weigh more than that. And you're giving up. I could never weigh that. Okay, but then that's on you. I'm sorry. This is just a goal for me. You have your own goals. I got my own goals. I shouldn't have to be afraid to say my goals and make you feel bad. And if you feel bad, good for you. Good for you. Honestly, like, we love that. I went out to eat yesterday with two of my brothers and my cousin, and we were talking about things that we don't like. Like, famous things that people... Oh, not famous things. Trending things or fad things. I said fad. I'm not canceled. That people do... People say that we just don't like. That's cringy. And one of them is... We stan something. It's giving. We love not the... Like, any of these things that start off... Like, that people start off with a sentence with. Not the trauma. I hate you. I've talked about this so many times. When you say something like, it's giving vibrant colors. It's giving... That one I don't mind as much because I think you can make it ironically funny. But if you're doing it, like if that's your personality, I don't know. Take out your eyeballs. No one wants to see you and you shouldn't even see yourself. Pop your eyeballs out with a spoon. Feed them to someone and then... Oh, no. Maybe take a nap. What's another one? We love... Oh, dude. This is why I like... Oh, it's the blank for me. I hate those. Literally, oh, I'm so... I have so much regret in my life. Like, two people I dated in the past, that was them. They always... They like... They did the... Oh, my gosh. And then when you do trends and, like, Twitter shit, or, like, when you, like... When TikTok is your personality, like, unironically, you're just such a bummer. You're such a letdown. You can do it from time to time, and I'll forgive you. Like, once every month. Twice every month. Twice every month. But if you do it almost every week, then I regret sleeping with you. That's what episode 71 is going to be about. Oh, God. I just fell in a depressive state of regret. Oh, man, what is wrong with me? I have so many choices I could have made in the past, but I ignored all of those good choices and went with the latter. Man. Everything I'm saying is relatable. Let's just share this part on Instagram. So anyways, I'm doing pretty good. Doing pretty good. What else did I do in Scotland? I'm trying to think. Like cool things. Like I meant not cool things, but like a lot of things. We rented out an Airbnb, which was really nice. There was a hot tub. Oh, dude, we needed that. When was the last time you went in a hot tub when it was cold outside? Dude, that combination, I mean, you might as well just, like, not exist anymore because you can't get better than that. Why is my phone going off? Doesn't matter. I want to point out to everybody, remember the time in the episode where I said I'm holding a cup in my left hand and my phone in the right hand? About 2 minutes later, I put the cup down. So if you were timing it or you're like, is he clocking still? Does he know that we're clocking that he's been holding the cup in the left and the phone in the right? No, I ignored that thought completely. I'm a changed man every 10 seconds, I would say. It was so funny. So I met my girlfriend's siblings, or some of them, most of them, and they're really young, and they're awesome, dude. They remind me of my siblings. but when we were going to drop them back off at their parents' house, my girlfriend goes, so what did you think of Greg? I'm Greg. Everyone calls me Greg, even though I'm Gregory. You know, I'm both. I'm two in one. I'm the Holy Trinity. I'm Neapolitan ice cream. I'm Larry, Curly, and Moe. I'm peanut butter and jelly. I'm weird. So, they asked, so what did you think of him? And they all go, 10 out of 10, 5,000 out of 10, or yeah, something like that. And then I go, Well, guys, I did say my favorite food is pineapple pizza. And then someone goes, oh, yeah, okay, 8 out of 10. And that was funny. But I did say that, like, my favorite food is ham and pineapple pizza. And now it's not. Like, in this moment, in this present moment I'm having, my personality is giving lasagna. Producing lasagna. Wish I could fuck food. I mean, and like, not it be weird, you know? You ever get bored of porn and fucking watching like sex scenes in movies and watching dudes get it on with like another dude and you're like, man, none of this is really getting me on. And then you look at a watermelon and you're like, what's happening right now? What's going on? There was a porn video where it was brother and sister, and for some, I didn't watch it a lot because that was the dynamic. I don't really know like what I'm turned on in porn because I'm getting just, everything's getting dry. I'm sorry. I know they'll wet the whole episode, but the whole episode. I'm sorry. It's not on CBS. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do like an episode. It's not TBS. Porn is not TBS. Porn is like, it's fucking like an adult. It's like Adult Swim plus Adult Swim plus Adult Swim. I know they're all like coming and fucking and sucking and that's all wet, but like I scroll through porn the way I scroll through TikTok when I'm super tired. I'm just like, there's nothing. I'm not interested. And then I'll watch something and I'm like, I guess, but I don't want to finish it. I scroll through porn more than I scroll through television shows. You know? But anyway, Scotland was fun. I'm trying to think. Oh, yeah, we did. Me and my girlfriend, we spent time together on New Year's Eve, and that was awesome. Dude, that was awesome. The last time we got a little lit, you know, and we were listening to, like, we were in the living room and we were drinking. And the music was playing on the TV, and we were just celebrating New Year's, and we heard fireworks in the background. And the last time I got, Hold on, let me start over. So, me and my current girlfriend, she's awesome. She's really cool. She's like my favorite person. I'm a simp. I'm weird. We got drunk and that was awesome. The last time I got that drunk with a significant other was my last ex, and even though I was drunk, I wanted to be blackout because I didn't enjoy my time. Like, I was drunk and she was dancing and I was like, and I was pretending that I didn't know how to dance, and I actually don't, but like, I was pretending I didn't know how to because I just didn't want to dance with her. This is my ex, by the way. So this is like 2 years ago. This is like, I'm not a fan. She was like, you don't know how to dance. Just move your legs. And I'm like, move your legs like this. And I'm like, I'm trying, but I just didn't want to dance. And we were both drunk. And then I blacked out. And then I didn't remember. Then I woke up and I was like, who are you? I don't like your face. I said that. Oh, I said that. Oh, no, I said that. And it was funny. It's only been like 18 minutes, guys. What else happened in Scotland? I'm trying to see what happened. My new favorite beer, by the way, is called a Tennant. And it's in Scotland, and they give you just like a tall glass. And it's just like easy beer. It tastes, I think I like it because I've had American beer for so long. Bud Light, Corona, a third example. A fourth example, Blue Moon, Apple Orchard Apple, what's it? Come. I mean, that's not beer, but I've had it. I've had it, and I don't want to talk about it. But I've had all of this beer, American beer, that, like, when I finally went to Scotland and had something different in I don't know, man. I liked it, dude. It was dope. It was fucking dope. So that was fun. What else? She showed me like around her. Oh, yeah. We went to this nice place twice to get breakfast and lunch that was close by our house. It was like a little breakfast diner. I don't know. It was nice. It was cool. I feel bad because, oh yeah, we gave each other Christmas presents. She gave me some green Converse, which they're awesome. But the day after I got them, I felt sick. And so we went to the store, like the pharmacy, to get motion sickness pills for me. And as the irony of this, as we were getting them, I had to step outside to throw up because I was feeling nauseous about my motion sickness. And as I was throwing up in the grass, it bounced off and it hit my shoes. The new shoes, the one she bought me. And I was like, oh no, please don't be mad. She spent all of this money on these nice shoes and I really like them, but I threw up on them and I don't want her to think that I don't like them so much that I threw up on them. She spent all this money. She came out and she saw that and she started laughing. So it was a good day. It made me feel good. It was a good day. That was cool. What else? Yeah, I mean, it was fun. I want to go back as soon as I can. I want to go to a lot of places. So we're going to talk about something else now. What is a movie that I saw recently that I was like, it's magic, you know. Hold on, guys. I'm going to actually sing that song. There's only certain songs I can do like on key for the most part. And I'm going to try to, genuinely, I'm not even kidding. This is not a bit, guys. I feel like this is going to be like I'm build up and actually make a joke or something about it. Or like do a funny voice because this setup is so long. I swear to God, I am going to genuinely, honestly, fully committed, seriously, singing It's Magic, you know, Never Believe It's Not So, with the best... Okay, I'm going to genuinely sing the Oh It's Magic, you know, with my most serious singing voice, or like trying the hardest to sing that song. I mean, I'm really gonna try. Oh, it's magic, you know, never believe it's not so. It's magic, you know, never believe it's not so. I could have done better. Let the body set the floor. Let the body set the floor. Let the body set the floor. I can actually do screamo. Like, I can. Now I want to do it to prove you guys that I can actually do it. It just hurts my voice so much. Okay, I'm going to do it. What's actually a screamo song? I'm gonna do the Green Day "Wake Me Up When September Ends." Justin Timberlake, September Ache. But screamo.
Like my father's gone to pass. 20 years has gone so fast. Wake me up when September ends.
Okay, that makes me have to sneeze, cough, and fart. That's the issue. It has to make me sneeze, cough, and fart again. I can't believe I did it twice. It wasn't even funny the first time. I'm going to pause it for 2 seconds because I got to blow my nose. I cannot believe I just did that. That was so good, guys. That was so good. Let me sing one more song for you guys and actually mean it. Hey there, Delilah, what's it like in New York City? I'm 1,000 miles away, but tonight... That was if my making fun of white people was interrupted by... I don't know, something that hits your throat. You know what I mean? I think I'm going to rewatch the Lord of the Rings movies. That's going to be a waste of time for sure. But at the same time, it's not, dude. Those movies are so fucking good. And I want to rewatch. I want to watch so many fucking movies. It's so goddamn annoying. I know I'm making a lot of noises. And I usually always make noises all the time. But, oh. As of now, I'll publish this. As of now, on February 8th, something might happen and I might, I don't know. But February 8th, so I'm still in Topeka, rip, I know. February 8th, I will be doing a 5-minute set somewhere in Topeka. I don't know where, but they're going to record it and it's going to go on TV. And they might record it. Either way, they're going to record it. And I have the... And it's going to be very likely that it's going to show on air. Not the whole set, but like clips of it. Or like a little joke or something. And I'm very excited. I'm very excited. Because I miss stand-up. I miss writing. I miss acting. Like, after I finished doing the play I was in... What was it? Miracle on 34th Street. I just miss escaping. You know what I mean? That's why I watch so many movies. I just miss the escape. Video games. I like video games, but it's not as much as just like not having to do anything. Like video games, you still have to move your thumbs. And I'm that lazy. I'm literally that lazy. I don't want to move my thumbs. It makes me slouch more. Like I think if I'm watching a movie or like I'm doing something else. I don't know, man. I was going to explain a thing, but I don't even know how to explain it because I can't fucking talk. So who gives a fuck? You know, did I watch like, oh, I'll do that. My girlfriend showed me Grease 1 and Grease 2, and those were good. I like them. Literally the opening of Grease 1, the opening of the movie, I was like, oh, I'm going to like this movie. I'm going to love this movie. I love cheesy dialogue that fits well within like the its time. When did Grease 1 came out? The 70s? Like 78? 74? 70? I don't know. In the 70s, I think. But I love just like... I mean, Teen Beach obviously stole this from Grease and Grease 2. But like the greaser and the leather jacket and then the pom-poms or like... I don't know. I think I also like that era of like setting. I like that time period. I like the 70s because of the style. And then I loved the music. Oh god, I'm gonna buy those movies, both of them. Grease 2, I did like the music and I did like the comedy, but the storyline was more predictable. I also think Grease 1, the story was actually, or the dialogue was actually kind of choppy, but I didn't know where it was gonna go, you know. Most people, I've seen it before. Most people know the music. Tell me more. Tell me more. Does he look like a bitch? That's the lyric, you know. Most people know those songs. But now there's nowhere to hide. Does he look like a bitch? Those songs. And then, baby, baby, feeling my temperature rising. That's a different movie. But Grease 1 and Grease 2, like the music is so well known. But I didn't know that those songs were in the movie. And I did know that Grease 1 was going to end, like them literally driving into the sunset or the moon, like the car that they're driving starts flying. I knew that was going to end like that because I just know about movies, even though I haven't seen the movie. Grease 2, I didn't know anything about. Who's the main person in? Michelle Pfeiffer? And then John Travolta is in the first one. I like John Travolta in that movie because, like, even though he's a masculine guy, a lot of his dancing and the choreography and even sometimes how he's acting is, like, feminine. So he's very likable. You know, he's giving us best of both. He's like Hannah Montana of the 70s. Grease 1, yeah. Grease 2, Grease 1. I'm trying to think. Yeah, they were both good. I mean, they were both solid. Grease 1 is better. Grease 2 is still fun. Both of them are still very rewatchable. Yeah, dude. Do I have to like talk about Grease so much? I would never be a movie critic. I could never be a movie critic. I can't dissect every movie I've seen. I can dissect a lot of movies. Like I wanna rewatch The Truman Show and just dissect it. Fun fucking fact, by the way. When I was in college, script analysis. That's the class, script analysis. Our final, we had to write a 12-page paper of a movie of our choice and dissect it. I forgot the exact bullet points we needed to cover. So I chose The Truman Show because I know that movie well. But I got a fucking D+. Or like a C+. I don't know. But I was like, are you fucking kidding me? And then I realized that teacher's just like a poopy head for everybody. And I don't even remember his name. What was his name? I don't remember people that are mean to me. I don't remember your name. Dude, someone at work like a couple months ago said a mean thing to me. And then like 2 weeks later, for 2 weeks, I just forgot their name. Because I was like, oh, you're mean to me. You don't matter anymore. Like, it's so easy to erase people from my memory. I mean, not like I remember some people who's mean to me, guys. I don't want to talk about it, but yeah. We don't need to get into, you know, who made me and why am I like this. But let's get into Grease 1 and Grease 2, you know? I know what you guys are thinking. You guys are thinking of the lyric of Grease 1. Tell me more, what'd you think of the movie? It was good. I really liked it. I even liked, as I was watching it in the beginning, I'm like, oh, High School Musical 1 stole this storyline. And they still did in a way. Like, a lot of the songs, what it's about is, like, the same lyrics. I mean, the same High School Musical stole that from Grease. Well, like, some songs, it's the same message. It's just the lyrics are completely different. But it's the same exact message and the same exact moment of the movie. Like, the same exact plot point. I still love High School Musical. And I actually told one of my girlfriend's friends, I know her name, guys. I know my girlfriend's name. I just don't know if she wants me to say it. I don't know if she's private or not. So I'm just saying my beautiful girlfriend. I could never make like a diss joke because I would just feel bad because I'm like, she's too awesome. You know? She's too cool for school. That's what it is. But I told one of her friends when we were meeting him, we were talking about High School Musical, and I forgot what their order was. I think it was like 1:32 or something like that. And one of her other friends said the exact same thing, and then they asked me what was my order, and I said 2:13. But I don't think that's the case because I was only taking into account the music, and Bet on It is by far the best song of all of the whole trilogy. Bet on It, because it's just like it escalates. It's not like an ordinary High School Musical song. It's like a rock song. It's like kind of dark-ish for Disney. It's just Zac Efron. The choreography is simple. It's still kind of realistic, like a lot of the dancing and the whatever. Like, obviously, that's a musical, but it did it, like, the choreography, the song, the bridge, all of it, it was almost like he was evil, you know? Like, he was saying a good thing, but, like, in a devilish way because of the song. It was different, dude. Now I want to rewatch the song. And rewatch the musical. Or that song. I don't want to go through. Well, High School Musical 3 was a fucking bop, too. I mean, there's so many good things in all of them. And by the way, that is a trilogy where all of the movies are like equally as good. Like Lord of the Rings does that. Kung Fu Panda doesn't do that. They're all good, but like the first one is definitely the best. Lord of the Rings does that. The second one is the best, but like they're all very close. I would say my order of Lord of the Rings is two. See, that's tough because the ending of the first one, guys, it's going to definitely show that I went to film school because I'm just going to talk about movies. Now, I'm not going to go into depth, but this is how much I like movies. So if you don't like me liking movies, then get off your high horse and get on a high goat. That's a goat that's like, what's up, man? I hate myself for making that joke. I don't like myself sometimes. Now we're going to get very sad. I'm such a weirdo. Ugh. What are we talking about? Okay, stop. Don't beat yourself up. Let someone else do that. Let your mom do that emotionally. That's not your job to beat yourself up. You are your own worst enemy. And stop acting like it. Huh? Guys, I'm fucking weird. I don't make sense sometimes. There's still a huge part of me that's like that child. When I was younger, I was very energetic. I was very silly. I was very random. And I still have that. But now there's more like judgment in myself. Like I'm fine doing it by myself. Because it's still me. And that's why I love stand-up so much. I feel like I am getting better at it. And because I am slowly bringing my younger self back into it. And that's what I most loved about me. Is... not my childhood, but like the energy I had for a while was just silly. And now I'm getting older, but stand-up allows me to stay in that silly that I missed. And that's why I love stand-up. It's just cool. I get to be silly. And then when I'm off stage, sometimes silly is exhausting. And then I just get to chill by myself. I'm getting much better in like not needing to dance for everybody at every moment. You know what I mean? Like not needing to be the dancing monkey, the clown. Like I know I'm funny now. So I can do it on my own time. And if you don't think I'm funny, then you're going to be annoying. You know, whatever. But what was I talking about? High School Musical. Okay. No, Lord of the Rings, two different movies. Well, both of them have an attractive lead character. So I guess they're the same, right? We're going to talk about Lord of the Rings first. Lord of the Rings, my favorite is two. But you know what the funny thing is? I don't remember why. I just remember either playing the video game or... either playing the video game, The Two Towers, and just loving it, and it was so fucking good, or just like loving the movie, but I don't remember why. But the last act of the first one is the best one. If you don't even like Lord of the Rings, then like this part of it is going to be stupid. This part of this podcast, I listen to it all. I give you all of it, and I give you my opinions on things. I also say fuck, bitch, shit, dick, cut, motherfucker. You know, and then I also swear in some episodes, I'm giving you it all. And then I get to talk about like Elmo, and then I get to do a silly voice, not Elmo, because I can't nail that yet, but I can do like,
Waka Waka,
whoever, Fozzie Bear.
Here's a joke, your mom, fuck, bitch, shit, cunt, motherfucker.
So I can do it all, but... I just feel like talking about Lord of the Rings. I just want to talk about High School Musical. And you can bet on that. You can bet on that. Hercules is the best Disney movie out there. And that's the gospel truth. That's the gospel truth. Oh my gosh. So Lord of the Rings. The last act of the first one is the absolute best. The overall second one is my favorite. And then the third one is actually scary, like the big ass spider. I've noticed that I'm scared more in not scary movies than I am in scary movies. Like the last actual scary movie I was probably scared of was Terrifier 2. That was that like got me. That like fucking got me. Before that though, not a lot. Barbarian, maybe. Yeah, probably Barbarian a little bit. But like even when I'm scared, I'm still invested. I need to clock that. That was a thought. I'm now thinking of another thought, but now I'm trying to figure out what I want to talk about. What? Okay. What I just said reminded me of this thing that happened in Scotland. So I was just going to talk about that now because I want to talk about Scotland more. I liked it. Me and my girlfriend, we went to like this dungeon. I don't know exactly what it was called, but it was like a haunted house, like a communicative haunted house. Like the actors in it will interact with you. Interacting haunted house. There we go. So it was cool, but I just didn't know what to expect. And that was like making me not like it because I was like, it was cool. But you go in these different rooms. So you go into the first room with a group of other people. I think there was like 11 people there. You go into this first room and the actor, one of the actors in the haunted house is like basically saying that all of these people, including you, all of these strangers have committed a crime or something. So they're telling you what crimes you committed. That it's not, I don't think it's improvised. It's obviously not. They have like a script. They have to do this for every group. But they bring volunteers up to be like, what's your name? Sarah. Sarah, do you know what were you doing last night? I was blah, blah, blah. No, you were not doing that. According to this scripture, you said you were doing this. And now you are, how do you plead? Guilty, not guilty. Too bad, you're going to plead guilty or whatever. And then it would tell you how you're going to die. And then the next person, they would do that with the next person. And then they would do that with the next person. Not everybody at once. And then they're like, all right, go into this room. We will punish you guys later. But this new person has an emergency to tell you. And then you go into this next room. And they're like, you peasants are here to watch a witch hunt. Or not a witch, a seance or something. And to be honest, I wasn't following the story. They had very strong Scottish accents. Not all of them. But like, I wasn't there to follow the story. I was just there to like, get scared or like, I don't know, get invested in some way. I wasn't invested in the story because it's like they're freaking actors. I don't know. I just wasn't invested in the story. I'm sorry, but it was still very fun. And you go into the next room and they're all very different. You don't know what to expect, but like every room, one of the actors dressed up as like makeup or like a zombie or like a witch will participate and talk to you. And sometimes the lights will flicker and there's like pop up sometimes. And sometimes you would get wet by water, but it like it's blood in quote. It's blood out quote. Is that the phrase? And then at the very end, you go onto this. It looks like a roller coaster, but you just go very high. And then they just drop you really fast. And that was scary because I didn't know what was happening. Every room, it was just new to me. I didn't know what was happening. And it was funny because my girlfriend was there like two times or three times before that, and which means she's been there, but she just didn't remember. So she was also getting scared. And there was even a room where the lights were off. I think she wanted me to get scared. I think she was, but I don't get scared when it comes to that. Well, if it was a haunted house, if it was jump scares, then I would have got, like if it was a haunted house, I probably would have got scared. Because I don't like haunted houses. I like scary movies. I like that. I like getting scared when I'm not when I'm not in danger. You know what I mean? But we were in this room and the lights were off. And the lights, it was pitch black. We couldn't see the strangers. We couldn't see anybody. We couldn't see each other. But we were sitting next to each other. But when the lights came back on, someone was directly in her face and went, bah! And she scared, she peed her pants. She literally peed her pants, guys. Like, literally. She was walking around like the way you pee your pants. I don't know why, but why does peeing your pants remind me of, like, Willy Wonka? and the Chocolate Factory. Who can take a sunrise? By the way, that is the only movie where I want to eat sweets. Bring it back to Scotland. When I said, was there any bad food? Yes. The cheesecake. We bought cheesecake at the store, and it's just not the same. Cheesecake is my favorite dessert. One of my favorites. Actually, probably my favorite. But they do American cheesecake better. I'm sorry. I don't make the rules. I just make the rules. That was fun. High School Musical, I think I changed the order now. Going back to that because I'm always interrupting myself. I think my favorite, gosh, I don't know. The music in the third one is actually really good. I think my least favorite storyline, though, is High School Musical 3. I think it still is 2-1-3. I don't know. That's tough. I don't know. All right. I'm going to Taylor Swift it and... Fuck, I can't think of any Taylor Swift song. What was the All Too Real? No. What was it? Someone please text me after you see this episode and text me because I'm not going to look it up. I'm going to put my faith in you guys. The 15 minutes short, All Too Well. That 15 minute short on YouTube that was Taylor Swift and it was about one of her songs. And it was kind of like loosely based on a true story. And she directed it. It was awesome. It was so cool. So fucking cool. I'm a Swiftie fan. We stand Swiftie fan. We snaw. I love that. It was awesome. And I like her music, but I couldn't think of any fucking lyric. I'm going to make like a Taylor Swift song and leave. You know? Oh, God, I want to eat. All right, I'm kind of losing... momentum. But I'm going to end it on that. Did I clear everything? What does that even mean, guys? Are we talking about the two Cleos I used to know, but now they're just somebody that I used to Cleo? Are we talking about that? But yeah, I'm looking forward to the February 8th thing. Where I'm gonna do stand up and it's gonna be on air. I'm at local television. I'm on Topeka, so if it eventually gets on air, then I'll like probably put it on Instagram or something, or like the clip that it was showed. I don't know. The small accomplishments that I do, I like to share them. Most of the accomplishments, like the views and the likes on TikTok, I'm kind of okay leaving that on TikTok. I don't want to showboat that because I don't really. TikTok is fun and I love TikTok and I want to get a lot of followers and stuff, but that's not, I don't want to, same with like Twitter, if something gets a lot of like likes and views, or like even Facebook, but everything, I think everything outside of social media that I'm proud of, I will just put it on my story for the most part. I'm at like, if it takes a long time, like my Lego stop motion movie, which is like, if you haven't seen it, I'm very proud of it. Batman Gotham City is also on YouTube. It's my first one I made. It's not as good. So watch the sequel, Batman, Lego Batman Rise, like the Dark Knight Rises, Lego Batman Rise. You can watch that. That's also a standalone movie. I mean, some brief things they talk about, which is in the first one, but like this one is also good. I'm very proud of this one. It's almost... been a year since I made it, and now it's annoying because now I'm thinking of like a third one I want to do, and possibly a fourth one, but like no more past that. But now I'm thinking of ideas for the third one, even though the second one was literally in my this is something I'm just very proud of. It was in my head, the idea, for 6 years. I wrote the script, I went to college, I filmed, like I was visiting my family. And I always filmed it throughout. And then within a span of 6 years, I finished it. Something I'm very proud of. Like, I committed to the thing. I commit. That's the longest thing I've ever been committed to, and I ended up like completing it. You know, I made do on my promise. So watch that. I think I'm very proud of that. But and then I will I posted that on YouTube. I'm always gonna advertise that. That's something very cool. I mean, there's still mistakes, obviously, that I'm like, I wish I did this. I wish the lighting was this. I wish it didn't just take so fucking long, because now I have a loathing. Like, I want to do another one, but I loathe doing it. I always love the idea, but then I loathe doing it. I loathe of bread. Like a loathe of bread. Like bread. I loathe it. But when you finally do it, you're like, man, I did that. Very cool. What you say? That it's only gonna weigh. I already sang Good For You Guys. Now at this point, I can just like fuck around and do shit. Knock, knock, who's this? I'm gonna end with this, guys. The joke of the day, which... I think we should actually do this every week or something. Joke of the week, joke of the day. You know, exercise your mind. Think of a joke yourself and put it on somewhere in your house. Put it on the internet. Think of a joke of the day. Keep it in your notes or something. It doesn't have to be a funny joke. It can be a dad joke. It can be a knock-knock joke. But it's your own joke. Not one that you read online, not one you found in a book. Come up with your own joke. And my sister, one of my sisters a couple of nights ago, she wanted to put a joke of the day on the whiteboard. I'm like, what an awesome idea. So we were coming up with actual jokes. And then my siblings came in and some of my cousins came in, and we were just like bouncing off jokes that we came up with like on the spot. Some of them weren't funny. Some of them were very funny. But it's like, having that silliness. But we came up with this joke. Me and my sister Alex. And then I think someone else helped us. Like one of my cousins helped fix up the punchline. I'm building it like it's an amazing joke. It's not. It's just a setup punchline. And it's also a dad joke. But here's the joke of the day. I'm going to end it on this. What did the giraffe say when he saw a quarter on the floor? What did the giraffe say when he saw a quarter on the floor? A nickel. See, you're like, oh, I get it. Or it might take you a second to figure it out. Huh? But I'm not gonna explain it. You guys got it. It's not a mathematic trifecta, omega beta, mathematical. It's just a joke. I'm gonna get going because I'm weird. So thank you guys for listening to episode 71. I'm back, baby. It's good to be back. I'm like Arnold Schwarzenegger, but I did come back. I don't know if he ever came back because I didn't see the Terminator movies, and I bet he was back. But if actually he was in a controversial, if he actually, you know, it's funny, if he did blackface, then he wouldn't be back. He would be black. But that was funny. Kind of. There was a joke of a day on top of the joke of the day. All right. I'm going to end it. Because I got other shit to do. I got to pee for one. And then I got to do number two for two. But thank you guys for listening to episode 71 of Whip Snap. Just keep listening. I like doing this. And I like when people like it. And then if you don't like it, then, do what you want, I guess. But I like it. All right. Okay. Have a good day. Bye, I guess. I never know how to end these things. Oh. I bet that made you gross. Made you grossed out. Okay. I'm going to get going. I'm sorry. That was an accident. I didn't mean to. I'm so spiteful. I'm weird. Okay. Bye.